coming from the ghost inside of me. Heavy.
This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you for tuning in to... Can you say that again? Oh, it must be bad reception. I've been, workshopping that a little bit. It was originally meant to be said with my great friend Danny, who we were supposed to co-host a show a couple days ago. And then I was too tired to drive home from work, so ended up not happening. But, you know, in the future, great opening, could work, but you guys got a little taste of that early on. That last song was Burning Down the House by Talking Heads. Love the Talking Heads. I don't want to claim that they're my, one of my best friends' favorite artists, because, you know, that's for her to say, not me. but I think that they are. And I obviously had heard the Talking Heads beforehand just because they're like in Adam Sandler movies and whatnot, but like growing up, but I think that knowing how much she loved them, I was like, I should give them like a really big chance. Not like, oh, I didn't like them beforehand, but like I should really like dive in and just like get into the Talking Heads. So I did. It's been super amazing. Wow, what an amazing group. And I just love when you find like a new group like that, even though they're not like a new group. Okay, anyway, I'm rambling. Yeah, this next song is MFSOTSOTR by Sydney Gish, followed by Better in the Dark by Jordana and TV Girl.
I look so motherfucking stupid on the side of the road.
All right, that last song was Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. Was there anything I had to say about it? I don't know. Yeah, there wasn't. Sorry. You know, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow, which sucks when I have a radio show till 11. So I've been sleeping beforehand. I made this playlist because my wonderful co-host for today, Danny, actually couldn't make it. Sorry, Danny. Not much left to say, and if I don't talk a lot today, that's why. And I probably won't talk much this summer because it's at such a late slot. But I wanted the late slot because after 10 p.m. I'm allowed to add swear words to song, which is really great because sometimes I just go through phases where all I can listen to is like Tyler the Creator. But anyhow, this next song is Blah 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 by Girlpool. And if I could give a shout out to anyone right now, it would be Sophia Duncan, who I don't think is listening, but maybe I'll send her the link to listen just in case.
If this love would last forever, if this love would last so bad, that he really dug me. Oh yes, he dug me. He dug me good. I guess nobody ever really dug me till he dug me. He dug me.
So sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Around.
that last song was Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey? They are British, I don't know. By Paul and Linda McCartney. There was a really long time where I was looking at the release name of this song and I was super confused because it says Pure McCartney. And I thought that Paul McCartney was taking credit for the whole song and I was so frustrated because I thought it just said Paul McCartney as the release. And I realized that I actually had just gotten into my head. It's Pure McCartney. Kind of a baller name because they make, let Paul and Linda make music together. They made music together. I don't think they do that anymore. But a great song. My dad just tuned in, so hi, Dad. Thank you for listening. I made this radio show partially because I have a pretentious music taste, but also because I really like having this show and kind of making it for my dad, even if he's not listening. So it's always a sweet treat when my dad tunes in. However, I now have a later time slot, so maybe my dad won't be listening as often, but I really appreciate when you do, Dad, so thank you. This next song is Over Everything by my favorite artist, Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile.
Soul around, I wanna dig into my guitar, bend a blues riff that hangs over everything.
When I'm by myself and it's daytime, cause down under, oh, wherever it is I live when it's evening. You know, I speed read the morning news and come up with my own little song. To a beautiful morning where the trees are all wagging, my hair flag waving, the scenery raging, my life love cascading, and the smog hangs over everything.
When I'm outside in a real good mood, you could almost forget about all the other things, like a big old ominous cloud in my periphery. Jams with earplugs, but these days I inhabitate a high-pitched ring over things. So these days I plug them up.
When I'm struggling with my songs, I do the same thing too, and I crunch them up in headphones, cause why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels at high decibels.
Over everything. Thank you.
So that was Over Everything by Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. I'm obsessed with Courtney Barnett. She is such a talented artist. Specifically, her guitar solos are just like out of this world. And Kurt Vile is also really good. He has this one song called Blackberry Song, which I'm just not in the mood to play because it's very like introspective and deep and very folksy, which I just haven't been listening to a lot lately. They're just both so talented. And they have this, like, so I've been grouping up today's show by, and I hate to say this, by vibes. There was, like, a kind of, like, edgy beginning and then throwbacks and then this song and the next song were, like, California-type surfer. I don't really know where it was coming from, but it made sense. I was making the playlist, and it doesn't need to make sense for anyone else. Then we have some more kind of... There's not adjectives to describe the vibes that I was trying to curate, but that's what a DJ does, I think. At least that's what I do. It doesn't really matter because it's my show. So, to the actual point of why I started to talk, Over Everything is a song that I listen to and I just like wish I could play every instrument in it, including singing. Like, I wish I could just be. And so, maybe I'll pick up guitar if I ever get around to ordering a guitar, but it's just such a good song. Like, you just really feel it. At least, this just sounds like a lot of BS, but we're gonna go into this next song, which is Catalina Breeze by the Blue Jean Committee. I heard the song, thought it was really good. Then I looked at the photo and I realized it's two comedians who I don't remember their name, but they just like got together and started writing music. And I think that that's hilarious. So here's Catalina Breeze by the Blue Jean Committee.
Catalina Breeze, Lena. Sound and color.
Sometimes the headphone volume is way too loud, just like then. It's 10:46. Thank you for listening to Bad Reception. We're at a really wonderful time for the hourly. Is the word hourly? It probably is. The hourly PSA. And for this, I have the Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear and have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5 mile trek along, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm so glad that I have, like, no listeners right now, because PSAs are always tough, but at 10:48, when I don't think anyone is listening, it's easier to laugh at my mistakes. This next song is Tried and True by Ween. They're very well known for their song Ocean Man, but this is a different one, so just, you know, go into it with an open mind.
Thank you.
Sorry. Volume? Not on? There it is. Wow. So glad that I have my one loyal listener, Abby Laurie. From here on out, I will be counting how loyal my listeners are throughout the whole summer. Whoever wins might get a prize. Still up to see how loyal my listeners are. I want to wish a special good night to Abby, who is so very eepy, sleepy eepy eepy, listening to my tunes. Thank you, Abby. And to anyone else who is listening who did not text me that they were listening, a special good night to you too. If you are trying to call into the studio, I appreciate it. However, I have tried answering the phone. It is not working on my end. So if you could use the chat function, that would be great. And if not, I won't be able to answer the call. But there's a chat on the WMFO website, so preferably switch to that. This, our last two songs are going to be Soma by The Strokes and then Waiting in Waist High Water by Fleet Foxes, an amazing song to call off to. And just a reminder that this is Gwen. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception, and I wish you a special good night.
Maybe I can choose.